I move that the final report of LATFOR be advanced to the legislature for its consideration.
After months of public hearings, debate, and closely guarded private negotiations, the State Senate and Assembly Task Force on Redistricting, known as LATFOR, finally moved to adopt new district lines and send them to the floor for a vote.
Motion has been moved and seconded.
The lines raised an outcry from the legislature's Black and Hispanic caucus. They say the lines for the new Senate districts are a vicious assault on the Federal Voting Rights Act. Assemblyman Kareem Kamara, chair of the caucus, says on Long Island and in Rochester and Buffalo, African-American voters are splintered into separate districts, diluting their voting strength.
The battle will not end today. We intend to explore all of our options, including the possibilities of a lawsuit.
Nevertheless, several of the caucus members say they still plan to vote for the new lines anyway. LATFOR co-chair Senator Michael Nozzolio says the new lines comply with the federal and state constitutions as well as the Voting Rights Act. He says the charges by caucus members are wrong.
I think it belies the demographics, and the fact is that there are 13 minority-majority districts in this state.
That, Nozzolio says, have been strengthened in the new district lines. He says the first-ever Asian-American district has also been created. There are a number of other complications preventing smooth passage of the new lines. For one thing, lawmakers believe they need Governor Cuomo's approval. Cuomo has indicated he will accept the new lines if lawmakers also pass a constitutional amendment. It would ensure that a panel appointed by the legislature draw the lines next time after the 2020 census. Cuomo says he's also seeking a separate statute that also requires the lines be drawn by a new panel as a kind of insurance policy in case the constitutional amendment is not ultimately approved. And the governor says he won't sign off until he gets that assurance.
My trust level is low. My skepticism is high. Let me see the law.
The second wrinkle involves the federal courts. A federal magistrate has set a deadline of Thursday for the legislature to demonstrate that they can agree on their own new district lines. Senator Nozzolio says he believes the new lines need the governor's blessing, or else, he says, the courts will seize jurisdiction and redraw the Senate and Assembly lines.
Certainly a two-house passage with the governor's signature is imperative.
While some government reform groups have signed on to the deal that includes a constitutional amendment for reform in the future, others have not. Sue Lerner with Common Cause is urging the governor to follow through on his original threat to veto the lines if they are gerrymandered. She says the lines approved by the LATFOR task force are still hyper-political.
They have left the most bizarre districts anybody has ever seen in Manhattan completely unchanged, no rhyme or logic to it. Rochester remains cut in three. The historic racial gerrymander in Long Island remains completely unchanged.
By early evening, Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders said they'd reached a deal on a number of issues. It includes the new district lines approved by LATFOR, as well as a constitutional amendment and an accompanying statute to change the process in 10 years. The package also contains the expansion of the state's DNA database to permit those convicted of misdemeanor crimes to give DNA samples, pension reform, although Cuomo gave up a request to permit 401k-style options for future workers. The deal also includes a constitutional amendment to allow up to 7 new gambling casinos in New York State. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.